Welcome to Shalonda Gordon's Keep Smiling podcast. To connect with Shalonda, go to www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. That's www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. Or you can see her blog at www.shalondagordon.info. Thanks so much and enjoy the message. Hi, I'm Shalonda Gordon, coming to you right outside of Atlanta, and today I want to talk to you a little bit about testimonies. Now, many people sometimes are afraid to tell their testimony. I don't even know if fear is the right word for it, yet you find yourself not wanting to maybe brag or seem egotistical or really tell the success you're having. And sometimes it's because you don't believe it yourself and you're kind of afraid if you say something, it might change, right? Now, if you stay with me to the end of this video, I'm going to give you a few tips that will, one, help your success explode, and two, show the power of your testimony. You know, I remember when I first got into this industry, the industry of network marketing, affiliate marketing, internet marketing, I mean, my God, attraction marketing, it all kind of rolls together. And I remember when I'd have a success, I wouldn't say anything. Why wouldn't I say anything, you might ask? Because I didn't feel like I measured up. At that time, see, I was comparing myself to the wrong individual. I was comparing myself to outsiders instead of simply looking in the mirror and comparing myself to myself. How many times have you had a success and when you looked at others, they were more successful, so you kind of downplayed your own success? You didn't share your testimony. You didn't tell individuals about the success you had because in your mind you viewed it as small because it didn't measure up to what others were doing. Yet the reality of it is that you should never compare yourself to another person. Never compare yourself to another person. Measure your successes based on what you've accomplished. Okay, and I know I might be saying this to some of you and you're like, duh, but for me, guys, actually, it took me a second to actually figure this out. I had been in business for quite a while before I had a success that was large enough that my mentor saw it, so I couldn't really undermine it and play it off. You know, she saw it and she was like, why aren't you telling your testimony? Why aren't you sharing the success? And I said, well, because I haven't really reached, you know, levels where I should be talking about it. And she was like, what are you talking about? What levels do you start telling that you succeeded? And I said, well, you know, I expect to be up here. She said, well, when was the last time you did this? And let me tell you the whole story, what it was. I actually had joined a business and I had been in network marketing for 10, 11 years at this point and had never sponsored over more than two or three people in a year. Okay. And really, I'm probably being kind right now. Let's be two or three people in maybe a 2 to 3 year period. Okay, so maybe a person a year I'd sponsor into my network marketing business. Well, I had connected with my mentor and we were in business together. And when we went into our business, I actually sponsored 7 people in 48 hours, broke 2 levels to like director of that business, whatever they were called at that time, in that business all in 48 hours. Because at this point, I had been on the internet for like a year and a half and I had built up a following and I had made relationships. So when I joined this business, there were individuals following me. They had locked arms with me and they were ready to go. So I had like sponsored 7 people in that 48-hour period. Never in my life had I done that. Yet I was surrounded by individuals who were sponsoring 10, 20 people, you know, a week or whatever. They were on fire. You know what I mean? And so I didn't really shout at the roofs like, oh my God, look at my success. Yet there were individuals on my list and that were around me watching me that really sponsoring one person a day, 3 people in 48 hours would have given them plenty of reason to realize they could move forward. But because I was selfish with my testimony, because I didn't feel like I had accomplished anything, others actually suffered. Guys, when you are in a position to share your testimony, regardless of how small it seems to you, when you look in the mirror, if it's you becoming better, it's a testimony. And I'm going to throw this out there. Some may disagree with me, yet I believe a testimony really isn't about you. It's about the person that gets to hear it. It's about what it's going to do in their life, how it's going to change them. Now, I went through that situation back two years ago or so, and you would think I would have figured it out, right? Same thing happened again Here where I am currently. Same mentor. So she knows me and knows where I'm at and that kind of thing. Once you lock arms with a business mentor and you guys are successful, and you're successful in watching her or him, and whatever, when they tell you to do something, you do it, you have success. Don't get mad. Don't go to somebody else. Stay where you are. So I've been with my business mentor for about 4 years. I guess we're going on 5 years now. And she, again, pointed out something to me. Shalonda, you know, why aren't you telling me about this success? And I was like, well, you know, I don't know. And this time it was that I had sponsored 50 people in a 12-month period, versus in the past where I had only been able to sponsor maybe 3 or 4. Because even when I sponsored that 7 in 48 hours, I hit a dead, hit a stop. Like I hit a wall. So the most I had sponsored in a year had been 7 at the point when I actually started sponsoring, when I sponsored 50 people in a year. So once I reached that point where I sponsored 50 people in that year, she says, well, how many people have you sponsored? I said, well, you know, 50. And she said, well, why aren't you celebrating? Why aren't you telling your testimony? And I said, well, because other people are sponsoring 300, 400, you know. And she's like, but how many have you ever sponsored before? And I said, well, you know, I've sponsored 7, right? I've sponsored 7. So she said, you have to celebrate your success. 50 people, 7 to 50 in 12 months is pretty doggone good. And so it got to the point at that time, that was the second time, and I remember the conversation before with the 7 and 48 hours and the breaking. I remember that. So when it came up again, she was like, there you go again. I was like, oh, you know, you don't want your mentor telling you you're doing something again that you shouldn't be doing anymore, right? So I was like, okay. So at that point, I started sharing. I started leveraging it, marketing that success. Guys, how many successes do you have tucked away that you could pull out right now and use as a testimony in a video? In fact, I challenge you right now. Some of you are listening to a podcast right now. Some of you are watching me on this video. I challenge you right now to either do an audio recording or do a video of like 3 successes you have. That's 3 videos. Okay, like 1 success you've had that you've never told. Now realize you're only comparing yourself against yourself. So when I sit here and say I've sponsored 50 people in a year, that's awesome. Why? Because maybe 10, 11 years ago, I was smoking weed every single day, right? I was drunk every single day, and there was no way I could see any light at the end of my tunnel. Right? Then I had my first child, and now I'm a single mom, and I'm working hard. I don't understand how I'm going to ever sponsor or get freedom of life. Right? And now I'm here. These years later, my oldest is 12, right? I'm sober. I'm clean. Woo-woo. Been clean for a while. That's all good. Now I'm here, and I'm sponsoring 50 people in a year. Like, wow, that's awesome. Yet none of that is even for me. It's for the individual that might be watching this video right now, the individual that could even be you, or listening to this podcast right now, realizing, you know, I'm at a point where I just don't see any success. I'm ready to just throw in the towel. But wait. Look in the mirror. Look how far you've come from where you started. Even if your success might seem like a penny to somebody else's $100 bill, it doesn't matter. It's your success, and it matters to you. It's for you so that you can share it, because believe you me, there are, for however bad you think things are for you, there are many out there. It's way worse, way worse. So this is just going to be a quick video today, because I challenge you, tell your testimony, look back into what you've done and accomplished already, and pull forward one testimony. Do a video, right? Post it here. Send it to me in the inbox, whatever. Go to my website. You've heard it on the beginning of the podcast. There's a link right here where you can get on my list. You'll get an email. Write them, reply, and send me your video, right? Or you're looking at this on a blog post. Put your video link below this post. I want to see your testimony. Why? Because guys, I'm gonna be honest with you. I watch testimonies. They motivate me, because every time a person succeeds, I get joy in my heart. And I want to see your success too. You guys make it a great day, and make sure you keep smiling. Thank you for listening to Shalonda Gordon's Keep Smiling podcast. Feel free to visit Shalonda at www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. You will then put your information in and reply to any email she sends you, and she will definitely reply back. Also, feel free to visit her blog at www.shalandagordon.info. Make it a great day and keep smiling.